Hey, it's TJ, the number one influencer for Cozy Earth. So why did I agree to endorse such a frou-frou company like Cozy Earth? Well, because they wouldn't stop begging me. And at least all their stuff is super luxurious, and they have the perfect Mother's Day gifts. Now look, I'm not gonna lie to you. You may have sticker shock right at first, but don't freak out because you're gonna get a huge 41% discount on everything because you know me. Just use my name as the code, and you're gonna save a lot of money. Go to tjriggins.com/deals for Cozy Earth and use the code TJ. TJ, this Mother's Day.
It's the Ace and TJ Show.
With a little extra.
With a little extra. Uncensored, unedited, and almost uninterrupted. Get ready for the most extra podcast known to man. The Ace and TJ Show presents the Extra Funny Podcast.
Somebody's got to stop this. For the love of God.
And they've been playing wrestling videos.
Yeah.
That's what they're talking about.
I saw a TikTok where Ken Shamrock talked about when he told The Rock to hit him in the face with a steel chair. And he told him, you better bring it. Like, wow. That's a different level man than I am.
Yeah.
You're like, okay, I got to hit the face with a steel chair. Was there any way we can soften that blow a little bit? Instead of going, you better hit me with everything you got.
Do it.
And then we fell into Jim Ross commentator. Speak.
You think a lot of those wrestlers are not right in the head?
Certainly not.
Man.
Yeah. Yeah. They're performers.
But that's a whole thing.
You ain't right in the head.
Like that's a point of pride with them. It's like when you take those shots, it's like you better there are some that'll tell these other guys, you better hit me with everything you got because it's got to look real. Let's go. Okay. Yeah. Like that's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And I know there's one guy that used to tell people he would just beat the crap out of them until they, Big Van Vader?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That he would just beat the crap out of them until they started to fight back and hit him as hard as he was hitting them. And until they, went upside his head a couple times, then he'd lay, okay, now you got it. We're going to lay back a little bit and work on this, which is a weird way to live.
Yeah. Yeah, they're dumb. Rob, you told us that the nacho fries from Taco Bell were back.
Mm-hmm.
Remember that? Why didn't you tell us that they're adding a new vegan nacho sauce next month?
I didn't know that.
Ooh.
Also, I don't care.
Yeah, but I mean, you're supposed to be in the know. You're getting the scoop on fast food things.
But I'm only going to pass something along to you if it sounds interesting. And that don't sound interesting.
I would be all over. Finally, now I can go to Taco Bell.
Finally,
they have something for me. So what are you going to do with the vegan nacho sauce at Taco Bell? Anything else at Taco Bell vegan that you could put it on?
Lettuce?
Black bean.
Oh, yeah.
Burrito or something? I don't know that it's vegan.
Yeah. It's the bean burrito. I love that bean burrito. Now, no onions. Yeah, that's right.
Okay. Did they say if it's going to replace the other cheese sauce? Because I don't
know. No, it's not going to replace it. No,
that would
surely
be stupid.
Not. Yeah, about as stupid as people trying to replace the regular car with an electric car, even though that's happening. It's one of the stupidest things ever and dangerous. But I just don't see vegans being up at Taco Bell anyway, looking for something and going, why can't I get anything here except for the bean burrito and maybe the pintos and cheese?
You gotta
if they still have that.
I just looked it up. You've apparently got to rethink the process because I wouldn't have thought that either. But this points out that aside from the spicy potato soft tacos, all tacos at Taco Bell can be vegan. You just tell them to substitute black beans for beef or chicken.
I didn't even know they had black beans.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. I think it's fairly recent.
I'd rather have refried than black.
You can do that also. It says you can swap the meat for black or refried beans and just tell them, leave off the cheese, sour cream, and chipotle sauce. So you can get like lettuce, tomato, and refried beans in a taco shell.
But look, if you're a vegan, just like for the humanity of it, don't go to Taco Bell because the people working there don't want to fool with you. They don't want to deal with you.
Yeah.
I tell you, I'm on the Reddit a lot, and one of the things that's most talked about is the vegan menu. Like vegans are really into Taco Bell lately.
What? No, the employees
hate
that.
Where did
that start? Yeah. Vegans should only go to like vegan type places where vegans work there, and other vegans you know, are there to eat and all that. It's just like, you know, have your own little community.
Yeah.
You don't really need to be around the rest of us dirty animal product eaters. Do yourself a favor.
Yeah.
Stay in the vegan world.
There's a vegan restaurant in our in my neighborhood, kind of, and they have a dandelion salad.
Oh, my God.
Dandelions? Like the dandelions? You got to be joking. Yeah, we make a dandelion salad.
Surely that doesn't mean it has dandelions in it.
I think that's exactly what it means.
Oh, no.
Hmm. Dandelions are the little white furry things.
Yeah, like those weeds.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's what it is.
But they use the word dandelion in other, you know, things that are supposed to be appetizing. Like, isn't there a restaurant in Charlotte called Dandelion Market or something like
yes.
that?
Yes, and it's pretty good.
Dandelion Cafe.
Really? I ate there once. I didn't.
Yeah.
Do they?
Like they're you know, had breakfast there one time.
Yeah, and it's right there on the light rail.
Ooh.
Yeah.
It's next to public transportation.
Isn't that where Dandelion Market is?
No, I thought it was uptown in the...
Yeah, it's uptown. It's not on the light rail.
Yeah, one of those little side roads.
Well, or there's what am I thinking on there? There's a place.
You're thinking of Burger King.
I've been to Dandelion Market, but you're right. That's a different place. There's a little place that's on the light rail that's...
It's called a Bum's Soup Can.
It was delicious.
What that's called it was on delicious. The railroad tracks.
Do they garnish it with those and just blow it onto your plate?
Should. Like a little performance.
And you've never been in there? You've just driven by it? God, I mean, if I lived that close to one of those places, I would have to go in just to look at it, see what it was about.
It's all the rage.
And laugh. But yeah, don't go to Taco Bell if you're a vegan.
Yeah, that just seems like a waste.
You're just in the way.
Man, I went.
You get in the way of people who are really there to eat Taco Bell.
Yeah, I went yesterday and got some fries. It was delicious.
Are you a vegan?
I'm not. I'm just saying, okay. Don't get in my way. Don't add to the line.
You just got the fries?
Yeah. No, of course not.
Oh.
I got a combo meal that had the fries, a chalupa, a soft taco, and a five-layer burrito. And I put the fries inside of the taco and the five-layer burrito.
Yes. Yeah, and I mean, nobody wants to be, you know, have you... clogging up the drive-through in your little city scooter, and I picture that vegans, that's the only way they get around, right?
Of course,
with those little electric scooters, city scooters. Even being a vegetarian is, you know, that's one thing, but a vegan,
you didn't say the Dandelion Market was vegetarian or vegan, did you? Okay, good.
No, I just said that they use the word dandelion in different titles, like it's a, you know, an appetizing word.
Yeah, that doesn't make me feel delicious.
No, me either. You know, I usually don't think about weeds in, you know, and I don't know why they would call it the Dandelion Market unless they're just trying to be, you know, make it sound southern or something.
Yeah, it's named after an old Irish pub or something Irish from.
Oh, sure, the Dandelion Market.
Did you look that up?
Yeah.
Oh, you didn't just know that?
No. And I just looked it up because when you said that, I was sitting here thinking, I've eaten at Dandelion Market. It wasn't vegan. And so then I had to go look at it and make sure I was right. I was, but I didn't, because I was doubting myself there for a minute.
I think that's the place that their white gravy was a little too brown for me. I think.
Yeah, it's named after.
They have a breakfast that, you know, big city people think is good.
Yeah, it's named after a market in Dublin in the early 70s.
Oh.
Welcome to the Dandelion.
Mm, my penis is Dublin.
God. Hello, traveler.
Well, you know the name of your place, Riggins, by your house? The vegan place?
Mm-mm. Don't care.
But you know, that's one of the reasons why I like Hardee's and... what's it called on the West Coast? What's Hardee's
Carl's
called?
Jr.
Carl's Jr. Because they don't go in for all that.
No.
Yeah.
No.
You remember when they first started all that meatless burgers and all that? They're just pumping out the big. That's when they had like Paris Hilton and them in the commercials just dripping that fat from that giant burger. Monster burger is what they call it. They're like, in your face, Michelle Obama.
Not only are we going with a bigger burger, we're going to use sex to sell it.
Mm-hmm.
Here it is, everybody. Yeah.
Man, their Frisco breakfast sandwich is the best.
The Frisco burger is phenomenal.
Man.
animal. Yeah, that's a Jack in the Box.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but it is the same thing.
Hardee's has it too. Yep.
Do they call it a Frisco burger?
Yes.
How do they do that? One of them doesn't have a copyright on it?
I'm betting it's just like a style of burger that everybody
can with use. Sourdough.
Yeah.
And white cheese.
So Jack in the Box call it the Frisco?
Yeah, that's the first place I ever had one. When I was living in Cali. Jack in the Box.
Are you a frequent customer at Hardee's?
I used to be. There used to be one in downtown Fort Mill, but it's recently closed.
Oh.
So I used to go to that one. It was the closest fast food place to my house, so I would go fairly often. I mean, they were super slow, so that's why they closed. But
yeah, we don't have one here.
I couldn't tell you where there's a Hardee's. Yeah.
They turned our Hardee's into a rental car place.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Which one picks you up?
Hertz?
Nation? No.
Enterprise.
Yeah. That's what it is. It's an enterprise place.
We'll pick you up.
It's right over there like when you go into Cracker Barrel and BJ's.
Yeah. Well, you know what else
picked me up? And Golden Crow. What?
You know what else picked me up? A damn Frisco burger from my Hardee's.
By the way, Jack in the Box calls theirs the Sourdough Jack now. So maybe they lost the trademark. No,
maybe so. But it's right over there in that area where there's the when you got Cracker Barrel, and then our Hooters closed. It's out of business now. Yeah,
is it really? I didn't know.
They said something about women around here stop getting titties. So they didn't.
Had to close.
They didn't have anybody to work. Oh, say you can't get good help around here. I mean, when's the last time you seen, you know, a young woman, you know, that got titties for a graduation gift?
Yeah.
So we can't get anybody to work.
No new. You
have to damn close the doors. Shut them down.
Well, that's terrible.
What a reason to close.
It's the Ace and TJ Show with a little extra. More of the Extra Funny Podcast in 3 minutes.
Hey, it's TJ, and you know I love Omaha Steaks, and they got something brand new that you are going to love as well. Omaha Steaks, all new Smash Burgers. That's right, they're made from 100% extra aged beef, and because they come from Omaha, you know they're top quality and delicious. 16 of them free in the Built for the Grill pack at tjriggins.com/Omaha. So yes, all of the other top quality products that are second to none from Omaha Steaks and Smash Burgers. 16 free with the Built for the Grill pack at tjriggins.com/Omaha. See site for details.
Subscribe to our YouTube channel at the Media Center at tjriggins.com and watch the TJ and Riggins Show, extra funny and new playlists. TJ Riggins TV is sponsored by Cozy Earth. Get that amazing 41% off deal that TJ has at our deals page using code TJ. tjriggins.com/deals.
Ace TJ Prime Rewards members, here is your extra funny secret word for Friday, September 29th. Homecoming. Again, that secret word is homecoming. If you're not a member of Ace TJ Prime yet, go to our app and join today. Or go to acetj.com/prime.
The Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park is for all guests of the TJ and Riggins Show. It's a beautiful new hotel in the historic South Park neighborhood of Charlotte. It's got a modern design and floor-to-ceiling windows that showcase the beauty of the Queen City. We think you're going to love it because we definitely do. It's got two great restaurants and a fantastic bar and lounge, all while being surrounded by specialty boutiques, fun breweries, and historic landmarks. Oh, and they'll host your weddings, celebrations, and business meetings too. Book your stay today at tjriggins.com/Hyatt.
What is new radio? New radio is...
Radio is...
Social media. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and X.
Come on, let's do it!
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
Putting the X in extra. This is the Extra Funny Podcast from the Ace and TJ Show.
Ace, I don't know if you've seen this, but... This is finally some great news for our home state of Louisiana and our families that are still there and all that. Maybe not our families, but people that we know. And I would say in the entire Arklamis that this would be big news. Arklamis is what we call the area where we grew up. It's Arkansas, Louisiana, Mississippi, Arklamis, the entire region. In the science news this week, there is a drug that has is about to begin its first human trials next summer, and they're hoping to have it on the market by 2030. What does this drug do? It helps regrow teeth
Nice. And it's honestly, it's rare that I hear the term science news and Louisiana and think that's going to be good news. But that is good news.
It helps regrow teeth.
Regrow teeth.
Teeth are made of calcium.
Yeah, I don't know how.
That's amazing if that's true.
Yeah. So
show me the person that regrew their teeth, and then I'll believe it. I mean, come on.
That's what they're going to start the human trial. So obviously they've done it with, and this is animal testing. I guess how else would they have tested it so far? They've had to get little animals and pull their teeth out and then regrow them.
God.
Right? I don't know for sure, but that's what how else would they even know that it's gotten to a point where they need to test it on humans?
Well, because they probably tested it on the mice and the teeth are growing out of the top of their head. So they're like, we know it regrows teeth. Haven't ended up in the mouth yet.
Would that be better?
They are regrowing teeth.
Would that be better for you in the idea of the animal being tested if it's growing teeth out of their head or if you pull them out first and then grow?
I guess it's better than yanking these little animals' teeth out for it. But that's an amazing thing if that works.
But what if they deaden their mouths and then pull their teeth?
I'm not crazy about it still. The only animal testing I want to see is see the mouse run through and get the cheese. That I'm okay with. But everything else seems like you can find a better way to do it, right?
Mm, no. No, you can't find a better way. It's the food chain. You know, they're lower on the totem pole than we are.
Well, so we're
But if we got to test, if we got to use them to make things better for us, then that's the way it goes. As long as they're ugly too, you know,
what ugly animals?
Yeah, it's not like they're pulling out the teeth of golden retriever puppies and regrowing them. We're talking about rats.
Wow. I bet you can.
So if you test on ugly animals, it's okay.
Yeah.
You can find an ugly person with no teeth, pay them $20 and get them to take the trial.
Right. But they got to wait on the damn government to allow them to do that. I bet if they want to just start it and put an ad out on social media that says if you want to try to regrow teeth with an untested medication, people would line up to do it.
Be down the block.
Right. So, but it's that's what would help the animals is the government would just get out of it.
Yeah.
Ready for and stop trying to tell people when they can't put their drugs into humans that are volunteering for it.
It's crazy.
But that would be crazy though if, you know, they go in and they start doing these human trials and people, you know, after taking this drug for 6 weeks, get a full set of teeth growing out of their neck.
Yeah.
Oh God.
You've heard of like cysts where they pop them open. There's been like teeth and it's so gross. So I guess teeth can pop up. I mean, look at Alexis. They're up in her damn cheekbones.
She's like a damn shark.
Under her eyes.
She needs the opposite of this drug. She needs take a pill that'll dissolve teeth.
Teeth dissolve. Tooth dissolve.
Because she's scared. She's got baby teeth and permanent teeth in front of them or behind or whatever. What I'm saying is that because she's afraid to have her teeth pulled, she doesn't want to have any teeth pulled because she's afraid.
Yeah.
So that if you could take a pill that would dissolve teeth, but then how would you determine which teeth dissolved and which wouldn't? Just like how are you going to determine where the teeth grow? Even if you can pinpoint it to the mouth, would it only be in someone who has lost all their teeth?
Yeah.
So what happens if you grow, because the front teeth are bigger, if you grow that in the, like where a back molar would go, that's going to be weird.
Yeah. And probably problematic.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. But they've got to have something that's, you know, looks like it could work the way it's supposed to, or they wouldn't be allowed to start doing human trials on it.
Yeah, maybe. That is amazing, though. You don't often hear that.
Mm-mm. So what if you're just missing, like, you got a tooth on the side that's missing, Ace, and there was a pill that could regrow teeth? Would you take it?
Sure.
Okay.
If you can control
where it's going to grow.
Growth.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, if there's like a 50-50 chance, like, it could grow there or it could grow, you know, out of the top of your gum. I'll pass.
I want like one to just keep growing and grow. I'd take it after it got in, but then I'd want one big long one just hanging out, like one saber tooth.
Are you hoping it would be at the front if it was like that?
No, on the side, like canines. Yeah, just that one hanging out there.
That's my long tooth.
Hey, I'm sorry. I'm a little long in the tooth.
Come here, kid. You want to see my long tooth?
You could pick up all kinds of shit with that. Just, you know.
Yeah.
Stab it. It's like a you know, one of those things they pick up trash with on the side of the road, just a little poke and stick.
Well, good for you guys. I mean, I love to see good news out of Louisiana.
Well, yeah, I'm just saying, I made that part of, I just connected those parts.
But it could be good news for the people.
I'm talking about, because I just said that's an area where people would need to be regrowing teeth.
Well,
yeah, no, the science wasn't created there. I wouldn't think.
No.
They can't imagine.
Although that's a project that should have been worked on years ago.
So you're saying they set up shop there because there were plenty of people to try it on?
No, I just said that it just made up the whole thing about this would be, this is good news for the, I could have said West Virginia or, you know, Appalachia, anywhere in Appalachia.
I got you.
Because, you know, because of people missing teeth.
Yeah, I talked to somebody yesterday, last night, who was saying that they've been to every state in the union except for seven, I think. And two of the ones they've never been to are New Orleans and Mississippi. And I said, interesting. Not New Orleans, Louisiana and Mississippi.
Oh, okay.
And she said she's looking forward to going and planning to try to get a trip to New Orleans because she thinks that would be a great place to visit. And I said, I love it. It's kind of dangerous now compared to what it used to be, but it's a spectacular city. And she said, what about Mississippi? And I was like, I would just take a flyer on that one and just, you know.
Just cross over real quick.
You hit 49 out of 50, man. That's okay. And she mentioned somewhere, I forgot, that I was like, it's, you know.
Well, she can go to one of them riverboat casinos.
You can go to Biloxi and go to the casino and go to the dirty gray beach and whatever.
Is there a place that's got like two or three different borders of different states in that area? Like you know, out in the West, there's the four corner states. I'm just curious if like she could just step in it real quick.
Yeah, you could drive through it on the way to Louisiana and just stop and spend the night and say you spent the night in Mississippi and visited like Jackson, the state capital, which where nothing happens. Like there's nothing in that town.
They got Vicksburgs. A lot of people like Vicksburg if they like history.
Yeah, if you're a history buff. The Natchez Trail is beautiful, to be fair.
Mm-hmm. Now, I used to say that I grew up in Dixburg. I'm the mayor.
Mayor of Dixburg? I'm the mayor of damn city council. Sheriff.
Unopposed. Ain't nobody.
Ridiculous.
I know.
I've heard of Vicksburg, though. I know that one.
Mm-hmm. Well, have you heard of it in regular goings on in your life, or do you just think you've only heard of it because I told that story about that's where my dad took his mistress on vacation that time?
Maybe that's what it was.
Yeah. Probably
when we were little. Yeah.
What compare that to something? If we were living here, it would be like going to. Like
probably
Rock or something,
or maybe Cape Hatteras or something, where there's because there are a lot of historical landmarks and things like that. Maybe it'd be whatever historic town around here I think it's mostly is it Civil War stuff, Ace, in Vicksburg? Is that what it's all about? So. I've never stopped in there. It's too painful.
I bet it is.
It's where Daddy took
his girlfriend. And that became his wife?
No. This is when I was little. This is the I think I was 7 or 8, and then they got back together and all that until I got married, and then they split up for good. Mm-hmm. Once I was grown,
yeah,
they stayed together for you.
Yeah.
For the kids.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Anyway, this is supposed to be funny, but it ain't now.
It's too painful. I would never.
It's still real. But the state line, Louisiana, Mississippi state line, is in the middle of the bridge. When you're going from Mississippi into Louisiana, from that, down, is it I-20, Ace, that you go in? You go over this big bridge over the Mississippi River. And when you get halfway across the bridge, it says, "Welcome to Louisiana."
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So
even the other,
if you go to, like, across.
Yeah, if you go to Natchez, that way it's always it's on the bridge, and you go over.
One side's theirs, one side's ours. You're
damn right. That's the way it should be. Yeah,
better damn stay over there. Better not see y'all over here.
Get your Mississippi ass back on the other right. side of that bridge, my friend.
Get back. Get.
I said get.
Just so you know, once you cross halfway, somebody's getting their ass whooped over here.
Funnier than your average podcast. This is the Extra Funny Podcast, presented by Neogenix. Find out more about Neogenix at acetj.com/Neogenix. More Extra Funny Podcasts next.
They picked the right person to talk about this. Hangovers are the worst, but I don't get hangovers anymore. Not because I don't enjoy an occasional cocktail every once in a while, but because I've discovered liqueur. It's a drinking gummy to help you stay in good spirits after a few good spirits. See? Loaded with electrolytes, B vitamins to avoid fatigue, ginger root to fight nausea, and DHM to support your liver and alcohol metabolism. Save 15% on liqueur gummies by heading to tjriggins.com/deals and using promo code TJ at checkout. Say so long to hangovers with liqueur drinking gummies.
It's extra and funny. This is the Extra Funny Podcast, presented by Neogenix. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenix. Now Ace and TJ.
All right, you got to make sure that you know, it's football season, and it's also smoothball season. That's every season. Get the Manscaped Performance Package 4.0 to make sure that your man, or either if you are a man, it's you. You're using the best, and you're not walking around like Sasquatch down there. Because, you know, it does seem like you would want to, you know, kind of like a lot of guys let their beards grow out in the colder weather and all that. You like want your downstairs beard to grow, but that makes no sense at all. What?
Your downstairs beard?
Yeah.
Did you just call it that?
I guess I could have caught and used a better alliteration and say your below the waist beard. Oof. So get the Manscaped Package 4.0. It's got the Lawnmower 4.0 trimmer, the skin-safe technology that you know, minimizes the nicks and cuts, and you know, is a lot better than, you know, those other ones, because it's got a ceramic blade on it that that works wonderfully, and then reduces all of the reduces the chances of your nicking and cutting and that sort of thing. Like those other ones that I've used in the past, different brands, I mean, it was basically like, you know, just, you know, putting a broken weed eater down there, you know, or lawnmower or something with the blades all chipped up and stuff. Not safe. Don't get into that. Also, the weed whacker ear and nose hair trimmer, other products like the ball deodorant, the crop reviver toner, the boxer briefs, travel bag, all of this great stuff will make a wonderful Christmas gift, because it's a complete package of the necessities, you know. And they have all kinds of other products too, body wash, and even Rob uses the foot powder and those types of things. But the Performance Package 4.0 is the best place to start with your Manscaped products. Save 20% and get free shipping right now when you go to manscaped.com with the promo code ACETJ. 20% off free shipping at manscaped.com with promo code ACETJ. We used to have glasses that had cameras in them. You remember those?
Yeah.
And they were big, and there was no way you could wear them without people knowing that you got some cameras on your glasses and stuff like that. Not that I would be trying to, you know, to video something of, you know, somebody naked or anything like that, but if you wanted to play pranks on people and stuff and get it on video, it was hard to do it with those glasses that we had. They were kind of like the first ones.
Yeah.
And they looked like there was something up with them. What's up with those? Because I tried doing it with my wife. I tried. She was, you know, I remember her being sitting in a chair reading something or whatever. And I just came up and started talking to her. She goes, what's up with those glasses?
Oh, it was the best. I think I could find that video. We need to repost that because that one made me laugh. Yeah. She's like, what is that with those glasses? They were just, I don't know. Maybe you could get away with it somehow, but they were just a little too bulky.
Yeah.
To pass for real.
But these new Meta Ray-Ban glasses that they've come out with look great. I mean, they're because they're Ray-Ban style with the frames and everything, and they've got the little cameras, like in this this part right here, like is the arm camera. Yeah. And they look good.
Do they?
Yeah. And I hate, I like Ray-Bans, but I hate saying that something Meta, aka Facebook, and them are doing is great. But yeah, you haven't seen them, Regan?
No, I didn't even know that. I knew they were, they put out those goggle kind, I forget what they were called, Meta Vision Quest or something. And they look stupid. So I've been wondering, I'm like, because Google tried it too. And they had that Google Glass, and it looks ridiculous. Like, you would not want to wear those, you know, all day.
That Google Glass went away fast, didn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, people didn't get onto those.
But they clearly think it's the future of, like, everybody wearing these pair of glasses so you can interact like Minority Report.
But I don't think people want that.
They're going to make you want it. That's what I'm saying. Check out all this cool stuff you can do. Apple's now doing it. They've got theirs coming out, and those look like goggles, too.
Yeah, but there's, you know, the glasses where you can direct the flow on your with your eyes of what you want to see on the internet, and people don't want that. I don't think.
I kind of want it. I'm not going to pay.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, they're like the classic Ray-Ban Wayfarers, but they're clear.
Yeah, well, they have them in different, like as sunglasses.
You can get them as sunglasses?
Yeah.
Yeah, those are all right.
And they're only
$299. Oh, okay.
That seems like that's not expensive for a product like this.
No, it's not. Because the Apple ones, I think, are going to cost $3,000 or something.
Yeah. Now, this says $299. Because you think about what does an Apple Watch cost, things like that.
Yeah.
They're expensive. I don't think that's expensive, though, for a product like that it looks good and it has the glasses.
Yeah. But if you can do more than just like scroll your Facebook feed, you know, on the sidewalk.
Yeah.
I don't care about that.
Yeah.
But like the Apple ones, you can watch full movies. And when you turn that stuff off, you can still see through the goggles. Mm-hmm. So they want you wearing those like all day, but you look like an idiot.
Yeah. Yeah. But these video things. So
yeah, they have a camera in them.
Uh-huh.
And is it guided by the videos, like where your eyes look? It'll video your head. Mm-hmm. Your head turning
Do that. And I would think that, that police officers would probably, you know, would be good if you're a police officer, because, you know, they have the body cams and all. But then, you know, obviously the first thing that's going to really jump out, the first little niche, will be, you know, porn.
Yeah, because you know, it always
they
is.
Always, right. You know, they're always jumping out at cutting edge of this type of thing.
It all goes back to porn.
Mm-hmm.
Every time.
They're always the leader.
Yeah.
But, you know, it would probably replace dash cams. You know how those Russians always have those dash cams in their cars and stuff?
Yeah.
So it would be a constant opportunity to get social media video.
Here's what I'm experiencing. Mm-hmm. You post everything.
Or, I mean, I'm walking and my glasses are on and a fight breaks out and I've already, like, I don't even have to pull my phone out. It's right there. You're seeing it like I'm seeing it.
Yeah. I don't want them seeing the way I eat, like, pasta at 10:30 and I'm got my shirt off and I'm just like, I don't need that being posted on my damn feed.
Dude, we taking those glasses and putting them away in the case and then putting the case inside.
Like under the couch or something.
Just to make sure. Just in case something goes wrong, I want to make sure nobody sees this.
Yeah, I don't need that out there.
And I wonder how much space they have on them, you know, as far as how much you can record and, you know.
Well, it might stream directly to the cloud, so then they can charge you a subscription service, so all video you're taking is uploaded to the cloud immediately. You pay $4.99, let's say, a month. You can have unlimited videos. I mean, I can kind of see how that could be interesting to somebody.
Yeah, and then somehow someone will have access to every single thing that you see all the time.
Of course. Yeah. Everything is available when it's to them. Over. And they're going to say, oh, no, your privacy is so important to us. It's like, bullshit. Then why'd you put a camera on my face? Stop it. Stop it. I see right through it.
But they'll be like, I didn't put a camera on your face. You did.
Yeah, exactly. You decided to buy it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh. Because you know that people be wearing those when they go to the bathroom and everything.
Sure.
You have to, you know, like people looking at your toilet paper.
At your duty. Everybody looks at their duty before they flush it. All that stuff.
That would be the day I'm not wanting to work for the cloud anymore. I'd be like,
Don't look at my duty.
Yeah, that's what it is. It's going to be all like the worst stuff.
Are we really saving this?
I've been looking at piles all day.
I work in the cloud division, and I'm looking to get out of here. I don't want to see all this.
Somebody just, Nikki, on watching on YouTube, just said, Riggins eats pasta shirtless?
Yeah, no, if I get drunk, I'll take my shirt off. You don't do that?
Is there a reason? You're just like, I'm drunk, I gotta get out of this shirt.
It gets hot. I'm cooking, I'm making sauce and boiling water. It gets hot.
It's 10 o'clock on a Friday night. You're hammered.
Take my shirt off.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, who's going to see it? Just your dog.
And my dog walker who's still got my password to my camera.
Does she? The Salvadorian one? Mm-hmm. How often does she check in?
I don't know. Hopefully not a lot.
You know she does.
I'll never know.
Because she wants to see the dog.
I'm sure. But she, I don't know.
Yeah, but have you heard from her in a while?
No.
Okay. That's kind of gone away.
Mm-hmm. You probably didn't even tell her you moved, did you?
Yeah, no, I did. She moved away before I did.
Yeah. But if she came back to visit, she goes, knock on your door.
Yeah, no, she would text me.
Mm-hmm. You still love her?
No, I'm over that. Right. I did love her, though. She was great. Should I put her shirt on?
Yeah. But she was real Salvadorian, not like Alexis. Alexis's people are from El Salvador. She's actually from El Salvador.
She said, dogs live on roofs. I don't know what the hell that means. Like, our dog lives on the roof. Okay. And then Alexis was like, oh, yeah, dogs live on the roof. Over there. Mm-hmm. What? Get out of here. What?
It's the Ace and TJ Show with a little something extra. This is the Extra Funny Podcast.